music, news, and so much more. This is Radio Bucky.
Hey guys, it is Spotlight. I am here to find out more about a brand new chronic pain support group called Alpha Seer. How Doric is that? I'm joined by a local lady, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
So tell us, what is Alpha Seer?
Alpha Seer is a support group with a Facebook page where members can join, and everything you put on that page is completely private. Only members can see it. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. And we also have a forum for people who don't want to go onto Facebook. And 260 members, slowly rising all the time. And we've been on the go for just over a year. And we were founded by Chris Bridgeford, who has CRPS, which is chronic regional pain syndrome, mm-hmm. which measures on the, I think it's the McGill scale, as being the most painful thing a human being can experience. Mm-hmm. And we support people with anything, arthritis, fibromyalgia, CRPS, FM, MS, anything that is chronic and causes you pain, we will support. And we were one of the leading forces in bringing the new pain clinic back to Dr. Gray's. And right now we're working on having it moved to a better location in Dr. Gray's, where people don't have to struggle through half of the hospital to find the clinic. And that's about it, really. We have a Facebook page, as I've told you, and we deal with people from all ages, all walks of life, males and females. We'd like to get more male members, but you'll find the group very supportive.
Okay, and are you across Murray?
Yes, we're all across Murray, and we actually have a few people who come into the group from down south where they can't find any support groups. Chris is in Forres, I'm in Bucky. We have people in Nairn, we have people as far up as Aberlour. And you can be quite isolated when you're in pain. You tend to not go out so much and you lose contact with your friends. And it's just a way of making sure we don't all sit all morose and depressed at home. Mm-hmm. When we can have someone to speak to, even at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's always someone up, because chronic pain disrupts every part of your life.
Exactly. And whereabouts do you normally meet?
We normally meet in Elgin. Murray College in Elgin have given us a room, and we meet. Wait, I'm sorry, I'm not up to date with all of my facts, because chronic pain also affects your memory. Hang on. Right, okay. Room 14 of the Alexander Graham Bell Hub at Murray College in Elgin. The meetings are from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock, but the days they're held on is quite varied, and there's always an update on the Facebook page, mm-hmm. and in the forum as well. The very informal meetings, everyone just sits around talking, raising topics that were maybe brought up a couple of meetings before, there's a situation's been resolved, or anything. I mean, even just, oh God, I'm so sick and tired of having to get 3 buses to get to Bucky. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of things.
Right.
And we're trying to make facilities easier, and the more members we have, the louder our voice is, and the more we can do for people in pain in the Murray area.
Brilliant. So if any of our listeners are either, well, let's target towards both sides of the market, really. Let's focus on the chronic pain sufferers. So if any of our listeners are suffering like yourself or the rest of your group members, how could they get involved with Alpha Seer?
Simply join the Facebook page. I have leaflets that are going to be distributed to the doctors and stuff like that in town, and they'll give you information how to join. And just find myself, Jackie Lottie, on Facebook, and I will put your name forward with a very quick, very informal vetting system, just to make sure all of our members are protected. Mm-hmm. And it's simple things, simple questions. The forum, to join the forum and be able to view all of the subjects without having to go through loads of Facebook feeds and stuff like that. The questions are slightly more in depth, but again, we're not prying. We don't want to know what size underwear you have. We don't care how many relations you have. All we care about is supporting people in pain and protecting them, mm-hmm. because we are very misunderstood. There are people out there who think because they saw you walk to the shop on Tuesday that you're fine and you're making it all up, when it's not like that.
Yeah.
Everyone can have a good day, but we all have very many bad days and we need support.
Exactly. Okay, and for people that just want to show their support, whether they have family members or friends or work colleagues, how can they obviously send them towards the group?
Talk to them about it to start with. Go onto Facebook, show them the page, show them that you can see the page, but you can't read anything that's posted there. It is completely private. But they have to know as well that you're not going to go on there and snoop. That we all post things on the Facebook page that we wouldn't tell our nearest and dearest because we don't want to be judged. And you won't be judged on this page. Doesn't matter how many times you come on and say, oh, I'm so sore today, I can't do this. No one's ever going to say, oh, for God's sake, take a paracetamol and get over it. You'll never get that. We understand how it sometimes it's the only thing you can think of is the pain you're in. And family don't understand that because they're not suffering the way you are. So your loved one needs to know they've got this safe outlet, this safe place to vent whatever it is that's worrying them or scaring them. They'll find advice on pain management. They will find advice on safe levels of medication, support groups, how to refer yourself for an occupational therapist or a physiotherapist, which doctors are understanding, because not all doctors are the same. Some doctors are vets. Some doctors are really good doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also find support on things people have done to help themselves through really bad days. The things we use, like ready reachers, back scratchers.
Mm-hmm.
Get a back scratcher. Everybody in the world should have a back scratcher. I think that's it.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
You certainly did, yes.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll put Jackie and Chris's email addresses up on the website and over on our social media. So for now, thank you to Jackie for seeing us today on May Day of all days. Hope you have a fantastic May Day and enjoy the rest of your day. And for now, that's Spotlight out.
I hope you've enjoyed the show and hope you will listen in next time.